Our guest this week is Caroline Murray, a vet in Blenheim doing things a little differently. She calls herself the Wilderness Vet and has taken on the role of working for herself with her car acting as a clinic full of anything she may need when she gets to a job. Leah Tebbutt gave her a call.
I graduated in 97 in the UK, so my plan was to have lots of different jobs and then find a place that I really wanted to stay, but that never really happened. And it got to the point where I decided that I really want to do things for myself and not work in such a time-pressured environment. And then things kind of got a bit out of control when I had a really bad back injury a few years ago and couldn't work for a long time. So I had to kind of rethink what I was going to do. So I set up a little mobile vet services because no one else was doing it in the town where I am in Blenheim.
What was the year that you sort of started this up?
I started up like the name in about 2014. So my dad got really ill in the UK and I had to go back for quite a long time and I couldn't work consistently. So I just started doing like the odd locums here and there, but that was for other people. But I actually started the mobile thing for myself when I was back in New Zealand. So only about a year to a year and a half ago. It had a really slow start because I still had a lot of pain and was really physically limited in what I could do. So I could only do bits and bobs here and there. And the mobile thing I found really rewarding because you're not in this like 15-minute hamster wheel of like have to get them in and out and get everything done, which I find really quite stressful because sometimes you just want to engage with people more and do more. And also working together as a community. So, like, it's not just me doing the animal, it's me, the owners, and the animal are all like a little ecosystem and we all work together to kind of make things better.
Do you see more vets moving into this sort of balance between work and their lifestyle?
A lot of people are moving away from full-time work into locum or contract work, and lots of people don't like bringing, for example, their cats to the vets because it's really stressful. And since COVID in particular, dogs have a lot of behavioural problems and are really stressed. A lot of that is secondary to stressed owners and things going on, and they don't really want to go to the vet clinic. So examining them at home is like in a stress-free environment and they're much more relaxed and it's easier.
I hadn't really considered that before, but that makes a lot of sense. And what do those behavioural problems look like?
So different in different species. So for cats, often they start over-grooming or licking a big area and you see big bald bits or big sore bits. And classic thing, just recently around fireworks day, suddenly we got this whole spate of cats that had blocked bladders and that couldn't pee properly. And that's like a stress response. They get like spasm of the urethra. And for dogs, they can just start getting really timid or really aggressive or not really interacting with the owners, or again, like licking certain areas and over-grooming, just really abnormal things. Also, going to the toilet in the house is a really big one as well, like for dogs and cats, a stress behaviour.
So how does it work for you? Are you sort of working all over the country, just going where the need is?
I'm really still trying to work that out because the mobile thing, obviously people want like a reliable person to be here, but that mainly started just a small animal work because I couldn't really do large animal work since the injury. But now I'm a bit better, I can, but there's not really much of a market for that where I am. So what I do at the moment is I do a bit of casual part-time work for a small animal clinic in Blenheim. Then I do a bit of small animal and horse work mobile stuff for myself in Blenheim and the surrounding rural areas. So I'm trying to juggle, work out how I work for myself and help other people and move around. So it's not just really about making money, it's about doing the best for people and solving their problems at the end of the day. For example, I went to see a horse the other day and she just wanted a blood test to see if she was pregnant. And then she was like, oh, I've got 9 working dogs. It'd be really handy if you could come and do those next time, because we have to have 3 trips to the vet to do that, which obviously, you know, time is really important and depending on what your job is, really valuable as well. Farmers get really bonded to the vets that they normally have. So I can get to do more of the farm stuff when I work for other people, but I can't that hasn't really got me my own clients. But also, I don't have my own clinic and I have limited facilities. So I still have to refer things to other clinics for more major things and surgery. And that's one thing I'm trying to work out, because I really love surgery, how I can do that for me. But obviously, there's rules and regulations. You can't really just operate on the kitchen table. So I'm trying to work out that bit as well.
The wilderness vet, Caroline Murray. Caroline says she's also spent time overseas volunteering as a vet, where she meets a few more exotic animals than New Zealand has to offer, including a yak in Mongolia.